Anyways, I'm going to hit us for some good news. Last story of the evening, some good news, something positive. It does tie back to where we started out an hour and a half ago talking about Mayor Turner in Houston. Micah loves referring to him, rightly so, as the 5G champion. And why is it, Micah? You know, you're not just shouting that for random reason. Tell everybody what that's about.
I just think it's cute. No, it's a promo ad, right? It's a promo ad, right? Didn't a cell phone company give it to him as a corporatist award or something?
It was a corporatist award. So it was the CTIA, which is basically it's the Cellular Telephone Internet Association, which is, in my research, is like essentially big wireless. Like it's this giant lobbying group. And yeah, they awarded him in 2018 with the 5G wireless champion for helping reduce regulations and restrictions and making it easier. And then the CEO of Verizon came all the way from Sweden to Houston to have a press conference with the mayor so they could announce it and celebrate it. And I began questioning the mayor. Many of us have, and there's been, you know, meetings and protests and city council visits and documentaries and all the stuff, all the different ways you think you could try to get somebody to pay attention, and corruption behind many doors. Interesting, you know, many doors, not just city council. And I sort of stepped away from it for a little while. I haven't really been focusing so much on 5G with my work at the moment. Just not that I don't care or not that it's going away. It's just, I just need to regroup, I guess. But thankfully, other people are still fighting. And we have a victory to celebrate in the last week on August 13th. Several nonprofits, the two lead nonprofits being Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense and the Environmental Health Trust, who were joint plaintiffs in this lawsuit against the FCC. And in a landmark decision, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that the FCC failed to consider evidence of adverse health impacts from wireless technology, including 5G. So a little bit of background on this. The FCC in 1996, they set guidelines, health guidelines for radio frequency radiation, cell phones at the time, you know, were just coming out. And those standards have been guiding all the different phases of technology since 1996. Here we are, 25 years later, and 5G, they're even talking about 6G already and things like that. And they're still basing the placement of towers and of small cell antennas and cell phones, et cetera, based on those 1996 standards. The FCC requested public comment in 2013 on should we review these, and they had overwhelming response. You could, you know, see it online. It's all public. People were submitting comments and thousands of comments, including from researchers, doctors, scientists, and citizens as well, talking about how they've been affected by wireless technology. And the FCC ignored all these in December 2019, said, okay, we reaffirmed this. There's no reason to revisit our original guidelines. They're still good. They apply to 5G. And we were all like, what the heck? Well, Children's Health Defense and Environmental Health Trust and other organizations filed a lawsuit then. They submitted 11,000 pages of evidence, scientific evidence of harm from 5G and wireless technology, which the FCC subsequently ignored and said, hey, you know, we're going to stick with our standards. So at that point, Children's Health Defense and RFK Jr.'s, Children's Health Defense and Environmental Health Trust filed their lawsuits, and they ended up becoming consolidated to one single lawsuit. And the judge agreed with them and basically said that the FCC ignored the petitions. And now this ruling doesn't mean that, okay, 5G has been stopped or, you know, all cell phones need to be recalled or anything kind of monumental like that. But it is still a victory and what will probably be a long, drawn out legal battle, as these things tend to be. So the judge basically ruled, let me get to the actual judge's ruling here. Okay, the judge said, quote, the FCC completely failed to acknowledge, let alone respond to comments concerning the impact of radio frequency radiation on the environment. The record contains substantive evidence of potential environmental harms. The court also stated that the FCC's decision not to review the evidence undermined the commission's conclusions about the adequacy of its testing process. Basically saying, like, how can you say that you have tested it adequately if you just ignored all this, you know, concerns people are submitting to you? The court ruled, quote, the case be remanded to the commission to provide a reasoned explanation for its determination that its guidelines adequately protect against harmful effects of exposure to radio frequency radiation. So again, it's not going to stop anything at the moment, but what it means is that now the FCC is, this is supposed to go back to the FCC now, and I don't know how long this period goes for, but then the FCC is supposed to actually do its job. You know, this is the thing, you have to file a lawsuit, right? You have to get two nonprofits who are hiring expensive lawyers like RFK Jr. and others to file this lawsuit and try to force the FCC to do the job that it's supposed to do, regulate wireless technology. And instead of them doing that, they just ignore the people's voice again, just like in Houston. And they say, oh, it's all good. And now after the lawsuit, now they're like, okay, go back and actually do your job. So, I mean, it's just so crazy that they have to go to that extensive effort to just make them do what they're supposed to do.
It's so annoying, these regulatory captured agencies. Like, I feel like, you know, more than likely, if we were to dig into the FCC, how many people have worked for Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile or any of that kind of stuff? It's like, I mean, what other reason would there be for
an FCC?
Yeah, I mean, well, we see the same stuff in the EPA, the CDC, and all these kinds of companies. Like, you know, it's like, it's really sad that you know, a bunch of concerned parents have to get together and be the ones who make the difference. But that is great. That is great that you know, they're being forced to do this. And I genuinely hope that there's not any shenanigans that go on with the further court cases or the p-hacking of studies or whatever you want to call it. So, you know,
sounds like we need to keep tracking on this story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll just say, Johnny, it's kind of a similar thing to the fluoride lawsuit that I covered last summer, right? And it still hasn't been resolved. And this is what I'm worried this will turn into, right? It was like this big epic battle. They're presenting evidence and the judge is actually hearing the evidence for the first time in federal court of the harms of water fluoridation. And a lot of big moments in that trial that the mainstream totally ignored. But then the judge kind of kicked it down the road and said, okay, EPA, revisit it again one more time. And then, like, it's just this extension. Here we are. This case was June 2020. I think they're supposed to meet again in September, maybe. But it's been like three or four times that they meet again. It gets kicked down the road again. So I hope that doesn't happen with this 5G thing. But either way, what I will say, to me, in the sort of information propaganda battle, these are the kinds of things that I look at as this is a good example of something to take to your friends and family that think that, oh, you're crazy for questioning the dangers of radio frequency radiation, because we've all been told it's safe. It's non-ionizing. It can't harm you. But here we are. And there is a three-panel federal judge circuit saying, hey, like, this is something worth revisiting. The FCC needs to do its job. Like, but typically, again, put on your tinfoil hat. There's no weather engineering. There's no problems with 5G. Water fluoridation is great. And we have all this evidence.
Yeah, it does legitimize, what did you say, like 11,000 pages of evidence?
Yeah.
So legitimize those 11,000 pages of evidence, at least to the extent that the judge said, well, this is legitimate and needs to be relooked at, you know, so... You're right in that aspect, and it's a good fight, and I'm glad someone's, you know, standing up for us and standing up for our health and our children's health.